I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
Game day in Buffalo. The Bills host Jacksonville on Monday Night Football. Tonight, kickoff at 7:30.
Yeah, I think statistically the best defense in the league right now. They're front seven. They get after it. And they got two really supreme edge rushers. I'd even go out and say three. You know, in the last couple times we've played them, they've gotten the best of us. So taking that to account, obviously a new D coordinator there. But they're flying around. They're playing real solid together. Got guys with a lot of motor. They don't let up. We're going to have our hands full, but good week of practice and put our best foot forward out there Monday night.
Josh Allen getting ready to face the Jaguars. Linebacker Terrell Bernard and cornerback Taron Johnson will not play tonight due to injury. The Bills could improve to 3-0 with a win.
We figured it out. That game is on ESPN and Channel 4 locally.
It took a little while to figure that out, though.
A little confusing. You look different places you find, but Channel 4 locally tonight. If you're going to the game tonight, new traffic patterns to watch out for because of the construction going on. WBEN's Brayton Wilson has more on the changes on 20A by the stadium.
Though it's still early in the Bills season in Orchard Park, some private lot owners around Highmark Stadium feel some new traffic adjustments made before the start of the regular season have worked quite well.
They're actually letting Abbott Road make a left-hand turn outside of Danny's to 20A toward Southwestern, which they didn't do in the games before, and it seemed to ease up a little bit. You still got a good flow coming up Abbott Road toward the 219, and I think they're experimenting more, and it seems to be working right now. So this Monday night game coming up will be a good test for a nighttime game like this.
That's Mark Ebling, owner of Danny South at the corner of Abbott Road and Big Tree Road. The big adjustment this year sees those traveling on Route 20A heading home from Highmark Stadium traveling in a two-lane, one-way road heading westbound between Abbott Road and Southwestern Boulevard. In addition, fans will have to be aware of new pedestrian corridors in place along Big Tree Road to ensure the safety of those heading to and from Highmark Stadium. One of the concerns, though, for Eric the Hammer Matuio of Hammer's Lot continues to remain with pedestrian traffic along Abbott Road, especially with this game being a Monday night game, the first primetime game of the year. What advice does Matuio have for those heading to the stadium, not just on Monday, but for the rest of the season in Orchard Park?
Try to get out here early because traffic on a normal day is crazy on the 91, 92, 90, Route 5. Now you have more congestion for the game, so in case anybody comes down with an illness or something at noontime and you have to leave work early, might not be a bad thing to just try to avoid some of the traffic.
More on what you need to know traffic-wise ahead of Monday night's game in Orchard Park is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Well, before the game starts, Bills fans with investing experience could stake their claim in a unique opportunity in the bond market, lending their money to help with stadium construction. WBEN's Tom Puckett has more.
As Erie County raises funds for its share of the Highmark Stadium cost, Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick says you now have a chance to buy Bills bonds.
We're providing an opportunity, a special one-day retail period tomorrow, Monday, to for fans or for anybody, for that matter, to get in on the purchase of these bonds.
Hardwick says you have to open up or have a brokerage account. Michael Angelucci of Level Financial says if you don't have such an account,
it might be too late as far as if they are able to set up a brokerage account quick enough and buy the issue, the initial issue. But at some point through their regular broker, if they have a regular brokerage at Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard, something like that, they could buy these bonds potentially on the secondary market.
Angelucci says municipal bonds are a good deal. Find out the advantages online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. Buffalo Water announced over the weekend its new fluoridation system has been approved and fluoride will be back in the city's water supply starting tomorrow. In 2015, Buffalo stopped adding fluoride to the water. City residents did not know until a Buffalo News investigation in 2023. A group of residents filed a lawsuit against the city and Buffalo Water requesting fluoride be put back in the water, and they're still asking for damages.
Well, it is 6 weeks until Election Day, voting already underway in some states. Skyler Henry at the White House with more.
Former President Trump isn't wavering on his stance on reproductive rights.
You will no longer be thinking about abortion because it is now where it always had to be, with the states.
It's an issue his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, has pounced on, considering Trump appointed the three Supreme Court justices part of the conservative majority that overturned Roe v. Wade.
These hypocrites want to start talking about this is in the best interest of women and children? Well, where you been?
Our comprehensive election coverage on WBEN, brought to you by Berardi Immigration Law.
Port terminal and shipping companies represented by the U.S. Maritime Alliance have 1 week left to reach a new labor agreement with the International Longshoremen's Association, with tens of thousands of dock workers along the East and Gulf Coasts prepared to strike over pay and automation concerns. Tim McNicholas reports that a work stoppage could greatly impact U.S. shipping traffic.
Workers are threatening to strike if a new labor agreement with shipping companies represented by the United States Maritime Alliance is not reached by October 1st.
All activity in the Port of New York and New Jersey with regards to containerized cargo and automobile cargo will cease.
Each year, more than $200 billion worth of goods, including car parts, construction materials, and produce, pass through the Port of New York and New Jersey alone.
That's Tim McNicholas reporting.
Wow. All right. So that could be a big issue coming up here if that doesn't get resolved. Well, the 87-year-old Pope Francis canceling public appearances as he reportedly battles a case of the flu.
The Vatican Press Office saying in a statement, due to a mild state of flu and as a precaution given the travel of the next few days, the papal audiences scheduled for today are canceled. The Pope has kept a busy schedule since his return from his Asia trip on the 13th of September. His next trip to Luxembourg and Belgium is scheduled to start on Thursday. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Okay, something to watch for. And at the box office this weekend, a battle between aliens and the afterlife.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Ghosts beat out alien robots at this weekend's box office with the horror comedy sequel Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, taking in $26 million.
Where's Optimus Prime?
Transformers 1, a new release, earned $25 million. Horror movies Speak No Evil and Never Let Go, as well as superhero team-up Deadpool and Wolverine, round out the top five. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
All right, so some scary movies. All right, I guess in the, you know, Beetlejuice is, I don't know, not really a scary movie, but
no,
it's the Halloween,
it's
theme,
funny, right?
I can't imagine it was a great weekend for anybody to go to the movies here, because it seemed like it was our last weekend of having this stretch of
it was
insane weather.
Yeah,
was it?
Bet.
Did I see 11 straight days of 80 or above?
Yeah,
in September,
it's been crazy,
unbelievable for Western New York, and we had another one yesterday. And now today you see the changes. We're officially in fall for,
yeah,
an entire day.
It's and it seems like it's been forever since we've had a Bills game.
It does.
Doesn't it?
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One coming tonight.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast: rain to start off your day, tapering to a few showers this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the low 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a spotty shower. Overnight lows near 60. On Tuesday, we start dry. Clouds will increase with some rain arriving in the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Wednesday, mid-70s with mostly cloudy skies and a couple of showers. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Chris Brown will be on the call tonight for the Bills-Jaguars game on Monday Night Football, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. All right, Chris, we've got the 2-0 Bills and the 0-2 Jaguars. What do you think about this matchup?
It's a dangerous one. You're going to have a very desperate Jacksonville team coming in here because they certainly don't want to start their season 0-3. So you got to expect their best punch tonight, even though it looks like they're going to be a little shorthanded in their secondary. Starting safety Darnell Savage was downgraded to out over the weekend, and they're already without their top cornerback, Tyson Campbell, who went on injured reserve after week one with a bad hamstring injury. So will it be an aired-out night for Josh Allen? Perhaps.
We'll see on that front. But for the defense, you know, Josh Allen and a lot of people in within the Bills organization over the last week have had great things to say about the Jags' defense. You know, we're sitting here looking at an 0-2 team. Why should we take their defense so seriously?
Because their defensive front is super talented. And over the last two times they've played the Bills, they've been very stingy in giving up yards and points. And what you're looking at across their front, they have three first-round draft choices, including the number one pick in the draft 3 years ago in Trayvon Walker out of Georgia. So you've got Trayvon Walker, Josh Hines-Allen, also a first-round pick, and Arik Armstead, who plays inside, a former first-round pick of the 49ers, who signed with the Jaguars in free agency. So they are loaded up front. So it will be a task for the offensive line. So winning at the line of scrimmage is going to be critical for Buffalo's offense tonight.
Gabe Davis and Mitch Morris will be returning to Orchard Park tonight. How are they working out for the Jags?
Yeah, I mean, Davis has had just over 100 yards receiving through the first two games, so about 50 yards a game for him with Trevor Lawrence. I think he has about five or six catches on the season, and Mitch Morris has been dropped right into the starting center spot. So they're playing prominent roles for Jacksonville, but it's a little early to tell, you know, just how week in, week out productive Davis is going to be. This is a passing game that really hasn't hit its stride yet. Trevor Lawrence has come out of the gates slow, kind of picking up where he left off last year. I mean, this is a Jaguars team that lost six of their last seven last year, and now they've lost their first two this year. And Trevor Lawrence in starts himself, because the only game the Jaguars won was without him in the lineup last year. They beat hapless Carolina in week 17 last year. That's their only win in their last seven outings. So they're really just trying to find themselves and put together a winning performance.
It's something about Jacksonville, isn't it? Now, it's not like the Bills or Sean McDermott has never beaten the Jags before, but you go, you know, all the way back to McDermott's first season, that playoff game in Jacksonville, and, you know, it was close, but they got the best of us. And you had that game a couple years ago, you give the Jags their first win, everyone's expecting the Bills to roll them, and for whatever reason, you don't show up. You go to London last year, you know, in front of everybody, and the Jags just seem to have your number in these big spots. It would be nice, I would think, for the coaching staff, for a lot of these guys who have been around the Bills for the last five-plus years to get one up on the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, even Ed Oliver said this week, the games against the Jaguars have been weird. Just weird aura about them, weird things happen. I mean, if we remember last year, first of all, the Bills go into that game without Greg Rousseau and Christian Benford and Tre'Davious White, who all suffered injuries the week prior in the win over Miami. And then in the first three series, they lose Daquan Jones and Matt Milano. So, yeah, weird stuff has happened. But I will say most of that stuff went against the Jaguars has been weird away from Highmark Stadium. Each of the last three meetings with the Jags at Highmark Stadium have been victories for Buffalo. So hopefully home cooking is the cure tonight.
Chris, what's the status of Josh Allen's hand? Is he still wearing a glove?
Still wore the glove in practice this week, so we'll see how it looks, you know, tonight. I think last Thursday it was clear that he was not trying to initiate any contact that threatened that hand. He only really ran for yardage one time, and he slid early by most estimations in terms of how we usually see Josh run. So whether that was by design to protect the hand too, we don't know for sure. We're all just speculating. But I would expect him to wear the glove again tonight. And, you know, if push comes to shove and he has to go run, I don't know if he's going to be able to stiff arm people with his off hand, which is his left hand. So does that impact how much he runs or how soon he slides? That's something we're just going to have to observe over the next couple of games.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see. We saw James Cook be very involved last week. I mean, should we expect more of the same? Is this maybe the new norm for the Bills? Big games out of your running back. We saw it at the end of last year through two games this year. Is it just the new look Bills, or are they simply following the trend that the rest of the league seems to be doing?
Yeah, right. So you've got, I think it's a byproduct of how teams defend Josh Allen. You know, we all know that the cover two shell defense with two safeties deep has been the soup du jour for defense to stop these high-flying, strong-armed quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh. And so an offense has to come up with a way to counteract that. So where is the advantage when there are two safeties deep? It's in the run front where, you know, they only have seven, sometimes six defenders. So light boxes are favorable for your run game, and Joe Brady has taken advantage of that since he's taken over as offensive coordinator in Week 12 last year. The Bills have more rushing attempts per game than any other team in football, just over 35 per game. I would expect that to some degree to continue, but again, as I mentioned at the top, with the shorthanded nature of the secondary, there might be some opportunities to take some shot plays deep.
You know, Chris, Curtis Samuel was brought on as a Swiss Army knife for the offense, right? But he hasn't been really involved that much. Do you think he gets more involved with this game?
I think it's matchup related. So I think if Joe Brady sees some advantages at the second level of the defense that he can exploit with Curtis Samuel, I think they'll explore that. But I really think through 2 weeks, they're still trying to find where the matchup advantages lie in a given week with the, you know, talent that they have at wide receiver. I think that's still a feeling out process right now for this offense, even though Joe Brady has already spent time with Curtis Samuel when they were together in Carolina back in 2020. But yeah, I think if the matchup presents itself, they will utilize him. I just think people think because he's fast, he's going to be running deep down the field all the time. And I think for most of his career, he's done most of his best work in the short to intermediate area, eluding defenders for extra yards after short receptions.
Well, we're hoping for a good one tonight. It's a 7:30 kickoff, and Chris will be on the call on WGR. Chris, thanks so much. Chris Brown, voice of the Bills, on the call on WGR. Game is also on TV, ESPN, and Channel 4.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.